855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
You know, there was something last night we didn't get a chance to touch on that I mentioned. And it was a TSA-related story, this one about a diabetic teenager who had a tough time by the TSA. The story is out of Salt Lake City, where a Colorado teen is upset with screeners at Salt Lake City International Airport. The type 1 diabetic says TSA agents were abrupt.
That's juvenile diabetes, the one that fat people don't get.
She says they were abrupt, rude, and were responsible for breaking her insulin pump. Guess how much an insulin pump costs? Or at least this one.
Expensive.
$2,000.
Higher.
$10,000
insulin pump.
Goodness.
She says she needs that pump to survive. Savannah Berry is mad and on a mission. She wants, by the way, this is from ABC4.com in Salt Lake City. She wants travelers to be warned before they walk through TSA security. She says they need to get with the program and have some education across the board for the TSA. After participating in a DECA conference in Salt Lake City with several classmates last week, Savannah, who is type 1 diabetic and wears an insulin pump 24 hours a day, says she ran into TSA agents who are not prepared to deal with her medical situation. She says, I went up to the lady and I said, I'm a type 1 diabetic. I wear an insulin pump. And I showed her the pump. I said, what do you want me to do? I usually do a pat down. What would you recommend? Savannah then showed agents a doctor's note explaining that the sensitive insulin pump should not go through the body scanner. She says she was told to go through it anyway. And she goes on to say, as most young people and most Americans would say, when someone in a position of authority tells you it is, you think that it's right. So I said, are you sure I can go through with the pump? As though the TSA agent knows a
right.
damn bit of thing about this technological marvel that is in her hands.
I mean, come on. What kind of training does it take to be a TSA agent?
You only need a high school diploma.
Yeah. I mean, it isn't much.
She says it's not going to hurt the pump, and she said, no, you're fine. The 16-year-old then walked into the scanner with some serious reservations, saying that my life is pretty much in their hands when I go through a body scan with my insulin pump on. She was right to
now,
be
you're
worried.
Only going
to
get scanned when you're going onto an airplane, not when you're coming off. So this girl wasn't headed home after this. She mm-hmm. was headed someplace. And wherever she was going, it was likely several hours away from her next insulin pump.
She was right to be worried. She says the pump stopped working correctly. Coming off an insulin pump is rough, she says. You never know what's going to happen when you're not on the insulin pump. She says TSA agents then made the situation worse when they didn't know what to do about her juice and insulin. She said because we don't have the machines to scan the juice to make sure this is not an explosive, we do have to do a full-body pat-down and search through your bags.
So then they patted her down anyway.
And as she points out, that's what she wanted in the first place, but it was too late. And of course, she could have refused the body scanner. She could have stood firm and refused
Probably
it.
Probably didn't know any better anyway.
Right, she didn't know.
How old
know.
Is she?
16 at the yeah. time. She went through because they told her to. And according to the story here, she believes the TSA screeners need more training. And she says until that happens, people with medical conditions need to be warned. She says it's unacceptable and I don't want other people to feel the way that I felt. Yeah, like almost
like
dying.
I just
right.
had $10,000 pump broken
right.
and was nearly killed by some, you know,
high school grad.
Right.
I with mean, the just, power trip.
Yeah. Somebody who, you know, this person.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Right. Doesn't have any kind of, accountability for their actions. Is this person going to be fired? Because that's not going to bring back her insulin pump. Is this person going to have their paycheck docked $10,000? I don't imagine they get that. That's
no.
probably 3 or 4 months worth of pay for
yeah.
them.
And is the TSA going to cut her a check? I doubt it.
Well, even if the TSA does cut her a check, how does that incentivize the individual agents on the ground to do the right thing?
They could send a memo.
It's not going to incentivize them to do anything.
They could implement, if they were really interested in ensuring safety, and if she were truly a potential threat, which I don't obviously believe she was, this is what you do with people who need to travel. I mean, people have flown for how long now? Security is not a new thing. We've had the TSA since, 2001?
Has it been that long?
It's 10 years.
Ugh.
We haven't had other people who are type 1 diabetic, insulin dependent 24 hours a day, traveling. There isn't something that can be implemented. There isn't a supervisor you can call. There isn't a medical person that you can call for a consult as oh, okay, yes, this person is obviously hooked up to a dialysis machine. Don't take them off it.
We're just going to have to take you out of that iron lung, sir.
That's right.
You know, here's the solution. You dock everybody that, you know, the woman, who the TSA agent who said this, the one that stood there and agreed with it, their direct supervisor, that person's direct supervisor, on all the way up to the top of DHS, and the president. Everybody in the lineup gets docked in pay to the point that this person is paid back, and that way it will incentivize these people to make sure that those things happen in their line of command.
That's, good luck.
That's
good luck with
sweet
that one.
Thinking. Yep. However, then it just cripples the system, obviously.
Now, oh, yeah, it does cripple the system.
I'm down with crippling the system because the TSA should never have been implemented in the first place because it's ridiculous. I am not going to sacrifice liberty for safety.
Well, they were implemented, and thank goodness they were because so many bureaucrats got jobs.
They haven't actually stopped a terrorist yet.
Well,
not one.
That.
Not yet. And the problem with having bureaucrats, they're unaccountable. You're right, Nemi. When you make bureaucrats accountable, they're less likely to do things. But frankly, that thing that they do is infringement upon liberty.
Yes.
I'd like to see them stop doing that.
So, by the way, the TSA does have a statement that they've made about this.
Of course
they say that
they
the TSA is reviewing the passenger screening experience. It's a screening experience here.
Didn't
at the TSA.
Janet Napolitano said like last year, maybe it was the year before, that they were going to stop with taking the shoes off?
I don't recall.
I mean, if they've got these little backscatter machines or whatever these porno scanner things are, they should. Well, what difference does it make if they got shoes on?
But
well,
fun now, to order people around. Mark.
Now we have the latest, which happened in the last 48 hours.
The new
underwear bomber.
Yep.
Okay,
caught
so
by
we
the
had
CIA, the CIA, not the TSA.
Well, it was okay.
Well,
so
he worked with the CIA.
He was a
that?
Double agent.
Yep,
yes.
Yep, yep.
Okay, great. So he foiled whatever.
I'm not
going to get into this. They foiled themselves.
caught
themselves doing something naughty.
The
CIA
foils their own employee from blowing up a plane. Excellent.
Or not blowing up the. I can't even follow the flow chart myself. But it just is like, okay, so what's next? And then people are getting arrested out of sheer frustration, stripping down naked, saying, here, just let me on the plane.
Right. And by the way, I'm glad you brought that up because we had the naked lady story a few weeks ago, and then it was like a week or so later that there was a dude that got naked at a different airport. They arrested him.
That's right. Indecent exposure.
Is that because of the whole rule that women's genitalia is internal? And that's why it's not, you know, they didn't arrest a woman. But
maybe she had nice boobs, Ian.
I mean, you're dealing.
She was completely naked.
Yep.
It just seemed unfair. I mean, I don't think either of them should have been arrested. So they arrest one, but they don't arrest the other. Of course, it was a completely different airport, and it could just be just bureaucrats behaving differently.
Yeah.
But by the way, there is a little bit of good news from Savannah's story. The 16-year-old who had the insulin pump destroyed by the TSA. The TSA, of course, is saying, oh, we'll review her experience, respond directly to the family, blah, 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 blah. Well, Savannah has a new insulin pump already, and that's because a company heard her story and quickly got it to her when she got back to Colorado.
So our private company stepped up and took care of this situation. I hate to second guess the private company, and yes, bless them for stepping up and doing the right thing, but are they apologizing? Are they, in doing so, are they saying that what the TSA did was right and it's
no
okay?
There's no statement.
That they can do this again or that.
I think they just wanted to get the girl her insulin pump.
And if they probably
make it right,
make
it go away.
We're moved by the story, and secondarily knew that people would hear their company name.
Unfortunately, they didn't. Not at least in this article.
In connection with the giving of the pump to the girl, and so therefore maybe they truly were moved in sort of the Christian fashion and didn't give their name to the press.
Perhaps.
Or asked Savannah not to give their name.
We're going to continue here in moments. We'll take your calls. You're certainly welcome to share your thoughts on the TSA. Well, let's talk a little more about the Underwear Bomber next on Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is May 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,2950. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,70.25, $8,35.13 for a half ounce, and $4,17.56 for a quarter ounce. $16,70.25, $8,35.13, and $4,17.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features on the site. They're completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include our archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You can download as many as you want. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee, jumping through hoops. You just go and click and download as much as you want over at freetalklive.com.
It is officially freak-out time when it comes to Mother's Day gifts. If you don't have one, you need one right away. If you do have one, here's another great idea, because Pro Flowers can save the day when it comes to Mother's Day with the 100 Blooms for Mom arrangement. We just got our arrangement. I guess we've had it for more than a week now. Still still hanging around at our house, the arrangement from Pro Flowers, and it's beautiful. The 100 blooms for mom, you get a free vase. It's $19.99. It's a huge savings for Free Talk Live listeners. Just type in coupon code FTL to get the savings. There are some other choices there, but the 100 blooms for mom, it's beautiful. And as a matter of fact, to sweeten the deal, Pro Flowers is an exclusive offer for Free Talk Live listeners. $10 more, you can upgrade to a different vase and chocolates. It's guaranteed to stay fresh at least one full week. They give you little care instructions and packets of stuff, tell you how to change the water and all that kind of thing. Don't forget, it's mom, wife, friends that have had babies recently, sisters. Daughters, you need to handle your moms on Mother's Day. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS or visit proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in FTL. It's 800-PRO-FLOWERS, P-R-O, flowers, or proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right. And Pro Flowers has just recently began advertising with Free Talk Live, and we would really love to make a great showing with this big advertiser out there. So please consider Mom and Pro Flowers on Mother's Day.
All right. So last night, since we were talking about travel-related things with the TSA, last night, somebody had brought up this underwear story, and I was completely oblivious to it, even though it was the top story over the Drudge Report, so there was news about it all over the place. And now, I guess there's an additional revelation in this particular story. We mentioned it during the last segment, but even according to the mainstream media, according to people within the government, this information is coming out now that this man who is ostensibly going to be bombing with his underwear is actually working for the CIA.
Yes.
So what does that mean? Well, according to FoxNews.com, the would-be bomber in the airline plot was actually working as a U.S. intelligence informant, but the CIA had Al-Qaeda fooled from the start. Fox News has learned that a government source familiar with intelligence confirmed that an international...
So Al-Qaeda had CIA fooled from the start, or CIA had Al-Qaeda fooled from the start? I don't understand.
I don't either.
Okay.
Fox has learned that a government source familiar with intelligence confirmed that an international sting operation infiltrated the Al-Qaeda cell. The informant was apparently one and the same as the bomber got the device out. Last month, U.S. intelligence learned that Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch hoped to launch a spectacular attack using a new, nearly undetectable bomb aboard an airliner bound for America, but the man the terrorists were counting on to carry out the attack was actually working for the CIA and Saudi intelligence. The dramatic sting operation thwarted the attack before it had a chance to succeed. And so, basically, they're saying that this was the intention the whole time, that this guy had gone in to this ring, had made his way on the inside, had been chosen as the bomber, and then essentially escaped with the booty, or in this case, the bomb.
So, are they going to arrest... I'm trying to understand here. So, the CIA knew that the bomber was the bomber, and the bomber knew that the CIA knew that he was the bomber? I mean, was this the intention all along? And, therefore, we have now routed out the other people in the cell who apparently have done nothing, frankly.
well, allegedly, they would have given him this bomb. They would have provided this to him.
The possession of a bomb is the penalty.
Well, it's part of the plot, right? A conspiracy to blow up an airliner, a conspiracy to do fill in the blank. The official spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the operation. The cooperation of the would-be bomber was first reported by the LA Times. FBI is still analyzing the explosive, which was intended to be concealed in a passenger's underwear. They said it was an upgrade from the bomb that failed to detonate back in 2009 on an airplane over Detroit. The new bomb contained no metal and used a chemical, lead azide, that was to be a detonator in the nearly successful 2010 plot to attack cargo planes. Security procedures remained unchanged Tuesday at airports, and so they go on to talk about
how come
that
terrorists just can't get... I mean, C4 seems like something that would be relatively easy to get. Maybe I'm just dead wrong on this one, but, I mean, it would certainly be easier to get than, say, a nuclear weapon, and you'd think that they'd be able to get a hold of this stuff if they really want to blow up airplanes, and apparently they want... There's some of them that certainly do. There are some people in the world that want to blow up airplanes. How hard could it possibly be to get this this C4, or even just if they're talking about cargo planes, for God's sake, you can't get TNT? You can't get anything that goes kablooey?
Good question.
I just don't know.
I'm with Mark. I think it's easy enough to make, and it's easy enough to acquire. And I'll go back to what we were talking about last week, was this is someone who is acting on behalf of the U.S. government, who is facilitating and encouraging and making it possible to commit a crime.
Well, that's the question. We don't know, right? So we don't know the details on what exactly this guy's role was. What was he doing over there? Was he actually facilitating? Was he actually encouraging? Certainly, we've seen that with the FBI informants. I would say it's a relatively safe extrapolation,
because he was still there. If he wasn't in favor of it, they would have never let him get to that point. You understand what I mean?
Well, right. Yeah, and you have to wonder how long was this guy working? What is the inside story here on how he ended up in the inner circle of the people that
were
doing this? No, it certainly can't. And what level of influence did he have? Was he just kind of like, hey, I'll be the bomber, or was
I'm here to die?
I don't mind dying.
Right.
Right. I want to take as many people as I can with me.
That's got to be a good acting job. I mean, you really got to be able to pull off the, okay, I'll wear the explosive underwear, acting job. That's tough. I mean, how does the person that is willing to die for their beliefs act? Because I'm not going to be able to be very good at that one.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. So did he just kind of get involved in this terrorist group and then step up as, you know, the suicide bomber? Or was he one of the plotters? Was he one of the people who was creating this from the get-go? And would it have happened without his assistance?
Yeah, what is the what were the roles of everybody who's going to be charged in this? It's always a good question. I mean, in this instance, it's the agency that's doing the charging is paying a guy to, I assume, deliver a bomb. We don't know that for certain at this point. But certainly to wear the bomb onto the plane. It may or may not even be a bomb. It may be some kind of fake thing that the CIA provided him. And so, you know, what are the roles of the people who did this? They're obviously not willing to blow themselves up.
No. This was not allegedly, this was not a fake bomb. This was a bomb that was given to him by the people in this particular terrorist zone.
Okay.
And they say that it was maybe made by someone named Hassan al-Asiri, who's a master bomb maker of al-Qaeda. 855-450-FREE. You take control.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com.
LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is where you can go. And you can go and grab news updates, get signed up via email, Twitter, Facebook, follow us in whatever way works best for you. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Are you a coffee drinker? Well, isn't it nice to have a nice gourmet cup of coffee? O'Neill Coffee is a third-generation family-owned business that still roasts each batch of it with the finest beans and the utmost care. They have more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. My favorite's the French roast decaf, but you can get all those little fancy flavors that you want. To show the Free Talk Live audience their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. This is great coffee. This is superlative coffee. This is fine coffee for the most discerning of palates. Support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com. We've made it easier for you because O'Neill can be a difficult last name to spell. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Support businesses that support Free Talk Live. Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. When you order $75 or more coffee, be sure to enter FTL in the special instructions. That way they get your mug and your free shipping.
Coming up, a defense expert has been banned from the United Kingdom. We'll share that with you. But yeah, let's take a break from all this serious TSA bombing talk and get to a news article here from LiveScience.com that is shocking. Can you believe they did a study that found out this? Can men and women be just friends?
Oh, man, they answered this in the 80s with When Harry Met Sally.
A new study suggests the answer.
Really?
Is
a woman who says that men and women can't be friends?
No.
I love hearing that.
No.
Why do you say that? Before we get into the study.
Hell no. No. I see the headline from where I'm sitting, so you might as well go ahead.
I would say generally no. I'm not going to say specifically no.
Derek J. has no sexual interest in me whatsoever. I know that.
That's your friend?
That's Derek J.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is, you know, it's in specific instances certainly possible, but
so you're saying if it's a homosexual guy and a heterosexual woman, then it's possible.
Like if there's, I would say that if there's sexual tension going on, then you're not talking about a real friendship. And I would say in most instances where heterosexual men are friends with women, those heterosexual men would like to have sex with that woman. Therefore,
absolutely,
you
because
don't have
men want to have sex with anything that moves.
I don't care why. I'm only making the statement.
And that's what this study has found out. And that's what I'm saying. Did they really need to do a scientific study to find this was true? According to this new study, the answer is that yes, men and women can just be friends, but guys may be more attracted to their gal friends than vice versa. Men report more sexual interest in their female friends than their female friends do in them.
Captain Obvious reporting for duty, right?
How much money did they spend on this study?
And where did it come from? Was it your tax dollars at work?
I don't know.
Almost all science seems to be. There was, you know, some college student does on YouTube does some video where he's asking girls coming out of the student union whether guys and girls can be friends, and they're like,
that one.
And then he catches them with their guy friends, and he's like, hey, would you have sex with your friend?
Absolutely. You know? So in addition, the study also found that men are more likely than women to overestimate how romantically interested their friends are in them.
No way.
In most cases, sexual attraction within a friendship is seen as more of a burden than a benefit,
yes,
according to the study.
I would concur with that, too. Yeah.
Study researcher from the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, April Blesk-Recht, says, I think men and women do want to be friends. They do want to engage in platonic friendships. But the data I've been collecting suggests that attractions can get in the way.
No way.
She wants to believe it.
Yeah.
Okay, so in defense of guys here, right? They're overestimating the attraction that their, you know, their friends, their female friends have for them. I read a study at one point that women tend to find men in certain circumstances more attractive than when they're in other circumstances. Mm-hmm. So essentially, if they hang around long enough, they'll be in a circumstance where that woman will find them more attractive, and then the opportunity will, come down their way. Their plan isn't bad. The plan of being, it's not necessarily good, because being in the friend zone can be a real problem, but at the same time, it's a better place to be than the unknown zone.
The women decide whether you're in the friend zone or not.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but once you're in the friend zone, is there really any realistic chance you'll ever get out of that?
Yes. No.
Oh, the woman says no.
I got to say that I disagree.
I will take what the woman says as the appropriate advice here.
Wait.
Why do you
say what, Mark?
Why do you
She possesses and controls only one of the 3 billion vaginas on the planet.
Why do you say that once a man is in a friend zone?
Once you're friend zoned, it just changes the game. You're not.
Is it true that when you meet a new man, you make a decision quickly as to whether or not you would ever consider having sex with him?
Most of the time, yes. Yeah.
So there you go. That's right there. As soon as you meet the lady, she is making a decision as to whether or not to put you in the friend zone.
Sure.
I think that
you don't do that. With guys, is it just like, oh, she's a chick, she's potential?
No.
Not for me.
I usually make my decision based on, within the first few seconds, I know whether or not I would be willing to have sex with her. And, you know, a relationship is really about whether or not I can tolerate her for a period of time. After that, these are two completely separate sets of decisions that I would make. With my wife, it was a whole different set of decisions. I, you know, was friends with her first and then found that I, you know, felt that she was a really great
guy. And that's why I say most of the time. I mean, I just had a friend say that he doesn't want to date friends anymore. And I think that's just patently retarded. It just,
right. Who would want to date somebody that you like?
That you like, that you know, that you've gotten to know and established some sort of relationship with. But honestly, if you're coming over and I'm schlepping around in my pajamas and not looking great, you see me without makeup on, you see me in whatever, my morning hair, uncaffeinated, ugly, and we're not in a relationship, we're never going to be in a relationship.
Well, at that point, for the woman, at that point, you know what he accepts you in your worst state. Why wouldn't you, go for that?
What?
I agree with you, Mark. It doesn't make a damn bit of sense.
There's no, and by the way, when it comes to attraction, it doesn't make a damn bit of sense.
Women logic, I guess.
No, it's not women's logic. It's when it comes to attraction, it doesn't make any sense. Generally, if somebody's not attracted to you, not much is going to change that. But at times, it does. And that's the only reason I say that it's superior to be in the friend zone than not. And if guys are truly concerned about having sex over having the relationship necessarily, if you happen to be around when she's, plastered, you still, as a friend, you still have a better chance in that circumstance than not. What?
Wow.
I'm speaking from experience.
Wow.
In this room, I've had sex with more women than you people have.
I would believe you're correct.
There you go. Combined. So
I've been rendered speechless.
Well, let's go to Glenn, then, in Connecticut. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Had sex with more women than me.
Glenn, go ahead with your thoughts. You're on with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I've had a ton of female friends. Granted, there were friends that I didn't feel an overwhelming attraction for. Maybe a little bit, but whatever, that's fine. So I guess I was curious about the study if it was just pertains to all male and female friends, or was it only an instance where somebody was attracted to the other one? Or
can I interject and ask you a question? When you say that you have friends that you weren't particularly attracted to, is this kind of like a situation where they would do in a minute if they were down?
No, I'm talking about good friends.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's dig more into this here in a moment. If you want to stick with us, you can, Glenn. 855-453, because there's more to the story here from Live Science. Shocking revelations that men and women can't really be friends.
I want to ferret out this a little bit more with Glenn, too. I don't think he answered that question quite as thoroughly as
I did.
Come
back with it here in a moment. 855-453, and you can take control of the airwaves as well. 1-855-450-3733. Can men and women be friends?
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features you will find waiting for you there. And if you like this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a very simple one. That is, you send us $3 a month. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. We'll take that $3 in, invest it into the show, get on more great radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board as well, and expand the ideas of liberty into new minds. So if that's worthwhile to you, if it's worth $3 a month, please drop by amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference. The more people that send in $3 a month, the more we can do to get the show out there. So once again, amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like the AMP-only podcast in super ultra-high quality. And, and also you don't have the regular podcast ads that the regular podcast listeners get. Plus, you'll also get access to the AMP-only call-in lines and a few other bonuses like the AMP-only forum and more. I think there's a picture of you with a mohawk in there somewhere, too, Mark.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So
very old.
Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we continue here. Glenn is back with us. We're talking about men and women. Can they be friends? According to a study that is being cited over at livescience.com, the answer suggests that it could be yes, but guys are more attracted to their girlfriends than vice versa. And basically, I guess most of the people in the studio here tonight are saying that, nah, not really. Men and women can't really be friends.
I'm not going to go that far, but I'm going to say that the sexual attraction gets in the way.
Yeah, you can. I'm certainly friends with more guys than I am with women for completely different reasons than are in this article. But
if you excluded a guy because he wanted to have sex with you from being your friend, you likely would have fewer guy friends, correct?
There's some dead air there. Yeah, probably.
I had to take
an inventory.
Glenn's
probably
back with us from Danbury, Connecticut. Glenn, I think, Mark, you had a question for Glenn. You wanted to clarify something?
Yeah, I just you'd said previously that you had some friends that you didn't some girls that were friends, women that were friends that you didn't necessarily want to have sex with. And you were asked here whether or not they, you know, you would in a pinch. And I just wanted to know, so is that saying that you, I'm not particularly motivated to, but yeah, maybe. I'd just like to hear the answer a little more thoroughly.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. When she said, would you in a pinch, she meant have sex with them.
That's correct.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood what she said. No, probably, well, some of these girls, yes, and others, probably I felt, lukewarm about.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm a guy, and right. Obviously, you know, I got to spread my seed. But, there was a number of friends I had who were girls, and, you know, there were a few that were really attractive and that I really, really swooned for, and I got rid of them. But there were many that I, you know, many really close friends that were females throughout my life.
Did you get rid of them, or did they get rid of you?
Oh, no, I got rid of them.
But they were close friends?
Yes.
Okay. Because, I mean, oftentimes the friends of the opposite sex go away when somebody gets into a committed relationship, right?
Yes, that's true.
Is that
right. My curiosity has piqued because that's not usually how it goes. If you really swooned for them, was it that they didn't reciprocate and you were like, okay, I got to go? Or how did that happen?
In fact, one girl who I really was enamored of basically told me, that we were great friends and to grow up and to just, you know, man up and not be a baby about my feelings. And I was just like, you know, screw this. I can't be swooning for some girl who's not really reciprocating.
Yeah, I think there's some lessons in this that are important for both sides of these relationships. A, ladies, men can have sex without having any feelings for you, whatever. Or B, some of the men that you believe are your friends are actually hanging around because they want to have sex with you. And C, men, it's probably best for you not to try to get into the friend zone and hang around, but to let some woman that you're interested in know what you're feeling.
I think we should define the friend zone, too. Like, friend zone, if we've just met, like, mm-hmm. Mark, you're in the friend zone. There are a number of reasons you're in the friend
sure.
zone. Primarily, you're married.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know.
That's one of the reasons I really don't I don't have a horse in this particular race.
Right. Ian's in the friend zone. He's my boss. You know, this is how this all transpires in my view. So there are a number of different reasons that you could be in the friend zone. But if you've made a proposition like Glenn here, it's Glenn, right?
Yep.
Now, if you've made a proposition, you've gotten shot down. Good for you for turning tail and going.
Yep.
Bless your heart. If you stuck around, you would be perpetually in the friend zone,
oh, sure.
which means
yeah.
you would never. Yeah, I mean, once she says no, she said no. You're done.
And like things could turn around, but at that point, like how much time are you willing
highly,
to invest?
Highly unlikely.
Unlikely.
Glenn, any other comments you want to share?
Well, actually, just to elaborate a little bit, there's actually been a couple of girls that I really did. Was kind of almost infatuated with at one point. Who I made a pass or something like that at, and they shot me down. And then later on, I lost feeling for them, and I went on with them as friends, and it was no problem at all.
Glenn, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
In the course of human interactions, any one of these situations can occur. I think it's just, it's interesting to note that women tend to consider that they're in platonic relationship with a guy, in a friendship relationship with a guy, far more often than the guy thinks that they're in that relationship with that woman.
That's what they're saying here. The study has found is that men are more likely than women to overestimate how romantically interested their friends are in them. So meaning, you know, the guy thinks that she's interested. She isn't interested at all.
In the slightest.
Yeah.
And, you know, probably, you know, where I've made my mistakes in the dating arena is that I would come on too strong too quickly. Like, I want to know, like, right away. Like, let's get this information out there relatively quickly.
Yeah.
So, you know, generally that's, but it's not like it didn't work.
So a little bit more about the study here. Again, LifeScience.com reporting on this. Friendship is an interesting area to study because it doesn't have obvious reproductive advantages, according to the author of the study from University of Wisconsin. Evolutionary contrary, psychologists often focus on sexual relationships and familial relationships under the assumption that humans evolved to pass on their own genes to the next generation. But friends don't share genetic ties or offspring, yet they still help each other out. She and her colleagues were interested in how heterosexual opposite-sex friends dealt with issues of sexual attraction that might come up in their friendships. First, they recruited 88 pairs of opposite-sex college-age friends to fill out questionnaires about their friendship. The researchers had pairs of friends come in so they could be sure. Now, I think it's kind of interesting. They only did college age. What would happen if you changed the age ranges on this study? Just as a question.
My wife said that, and, you know, we got married and we were both in our 30s, so, you know, we had some life before this. She said that if she never, you know, was never friends with any of the guys, any guys that wanted to have sex with her, she never had any friends, guy friends. So, and she liked, and a lot of women like having guy friends. And
yeah,
I don't think there's anything
useful.
Wrong with it.
Especially if they want to have sex with you.
Kill bugs, you know.
I kill my own bugs.
Just saying. Lift heavy things.
I'm moving myself.
Yeah.
They recruited
particularly tall stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
88 pairs of these friends to fill out questionnaires about their friendship. The researchers had pairs of friends come in so they could be sure that each member of the pair agreed they were in a friendship, preventing one-sided relationships from muddying the waters. The participants separately answered questions about their friendship, including their levels of attraction to one another. To discourage pressure to share the answers later, the researchers instructed the friends to keep their answers confidential even after the study. The results revealed that men
whether
are...
or not they're going to do that is beside the point, but okay.
Sure. The results revealed that men are more attracted to their female friends than the female friends are to them, and such overestimating women's interest is not unusual for men. Studies authors said that many over-infer women's sexual interest in a variety of contexts, and I definitely see that extending into the domain of cross-sex friendships as well. Men who were romantically involved were no less likely than single guys to say they found their female friend attractive or to say they'd like to go on a date with her. So whether or not the man was involved with another woman or not was
didn't
not a fact.
Doesn't matter.
Well, oftentimes when someone asks, you know, these questions are asked, they're asked by, you know, they're answered by the person in this, you know, this nether world that doesn't exist.
This theoretical world.
The theoretical world. You know, if I'm asked if I would, you know, go on a date with a given woman A, and I'm going to answer that question likely, you know, I'm not going to answer that question, no, I'm married. I'm going to answer that question, well, you know, in a world where I'm not married, yes or no.
However, interestingly, in this netherworld you're talking about here, Mark, women who were romantically involved were also equally as likely as single gals to be attracted to their male friends, but they drew the line at dating, with fewer women in relationships saying they would date their guy friend.
Yes.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More on the way if you want to comment on the friend zone or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.